I try to keep a beer in each hand to help me keep from touching my face. This is the perfect pour.
It works.
It works. Balanced diet.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
For the next
touching my face.
Just loving the face. I just love my face so much. I love to wash my hands and touch my face. Going to be hanging out for you with you. Like always, we're just doing it virtually. Everyone is virtual. And we're just going to be talking about things we find interesting in the beer geek world. And the listeners are going to call us and leave us messages and maybe even do a little mini podcast within this podcast. And we're going to look out for some beer releases and just have some fun drinking the fun beers. And give you a little break from the crazy world we live in now. Before the show, I had a tailgating beer. My tailgating beer here in the Dorktown Studios was the Modern Times Star Cloud Hazy Citra IPA.
What?
Yes, and it's delicious.
You guys, hazy.
I'm showing the guys on the... We're using...
That's a very classic Modern Times can.
Yeah, right? It's not all snazzy new stuff. It's very good beer. I'm recommending it. Louie's not drinking anything, although he has had a couple crackers during the tailgate, mm-hmm. So to calm his nerves.
He's cracker drunk.
What were you having? Were you having a tailgate beer, Nick?
Yeah, I got Central Coast Brewing.
Oh. Ooh.
Raspberry Sunrise.
Wow. What the hell is that?
It's a Berliner.
Berliner.
Slightly tarted.
What do you think of that?
Or raspberries and orange zest. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. It's so beautiful. I heard that Central Coast is shipping now. They've joined the shipping game. Matt, do you have a tailgate beer? Or?
Yeah, the Lookout or Nelson Hopped IPA from Tioga.
A good beer.
I had that one.
You had it.
I still have some left, but.
Ooh, label by.
I'm also drinking this, so.
Oh, what else? What else you got there?
2018 Barrel Aged Vanilla Midnight Lightning.
It's 2018. Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
You're emptying the cellar.
Pre-corona.
Yeah. I've been. Pacing my stouts lately, so I'll pop a bottle and I'll save half of, you know, over two nights I'll enjoy half the bottle. So tonight's the second half. If you put a wine cork in it and keep it in the fridge, it'll still hold some carbonation, but you don't need much for barrel aged stuff. So,
all right, is your fridge smaller? Have you emptied out your cellar at all during this? These times,
three bottles.
So something you're making a small dent. Mm-hmm.
At this rate, At this rate, I'd probably have another. If I consistently had a bottle over 2 days, I probably would have at least another 100 days covered.
Well, you're set. As long as you have toilet paper and you got that beer, you're good. You don't need to go anywhere. You can hunker down with the best of them.
Hey, I heard people that have Costco memberships have been able to order Lysol spray online and get it delivered. So.
What?
Whoa.
That's a coveted thing.
Is that
thing.
How they're getting it? Because the stores are out. The stores are out of paper and cleaning products.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they logged on this morning. Saw it or yesterday morning because they got it this morning. Yesterday morning they logged on, saw it was available, clicked ship. Doorstep today.
Wow. Wow. Must be nice.
They must be rich.
Yeah. Where's my rich? Well, I think we're all caught up on what happened before we got here. So,
wow.
Let's get into it.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'm waiting. Culture.
Nick, do you have culture?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello, Nick's screen. Nick has a your. I'm just looking at the screen. I don't know what else to say.
What's behind me?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You got classy. It looks like a wedding picture.
Yeah. It's a Vetriano.
Ooh.
Fancy. People dancing behind me. It's a wild west around here. The only thing I've noticed is online sales are happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of local buying. I haven't bought beer in over a week.
Wow.
I don't know what's really going on in the world.
You've been really hunkering. Do you haven't, you've had enough beer to last that, or you just haven't been drinking?
A little of both. I binged on whiskey, so.
Oh my God.
I've been, yeah.
Not look much what beer this Corona has done doing to people.
Uh-huh. Sent me to the hard stuff. I've averaged maybe a beer, maybe two beers a week now. Aside from podcast nights.
That's sad. We got to get this thing. We got to get this thing figured out.
Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I usually save my beers for dinner. And since we don't go out to dinner anymore, I don't have beers with dinner any longer.
Oh, okay.
All the restaurants we go to usually have decent craft selection.
Right.
Or near craft
right
choices, you know, unless we're at sushi and all you got's Kieran. So that, yeah, eating out, not eating out has affected my beer drinking.
Wow. That's maybe the saddest thing I've heard.
Yeah. I haven't really hit my cellar very hard yet.
Well,
it's not a Matt Hunter Day cellar, but it's I'm maybe 35, 40 days.
Wow.
Been, you know,
man. See, you guys are way better off than I am. I technically have a lot of, if I include the perfect four cellar, I'm fine. But my own personal cellar, I have two beers. Two beers.
I think we agree if the shit's going down, Mikey, you got to clear out the names before they turn.
Yeah. Well,
I'm putting that motion on the table right now.
We did get a package from Hop Sound, but there's not many paler IPAs left. It's all hard stuff or saisons and stuff, sour things. Nothing of interest to me.
Perfect. Save those for when we resume in studio.
Yeah, right.
Brian, don't need another box. I just need to get it over to you.
Oh, well, I mean, split it up now. Any beers you donate to the show now, or you don't, who knows who's going to drink them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing fine. I have access to beer every day, so.
Yeah. You're like the guy that works at the toilet paper factory. You're like, I can get you some toilet paper. Don't worry.
I'm sick of seeing it. That's how much I see it.
Sick of it.
Sick of it. I'm getting a bidet.
So that's culture for Nick.
The only other thing I saw was the beer themed beers continue. Wild Heaven Beer Company releases a Don't Stand So Close to Me lager.
Does it have a police-esque album art on it? Or
no, not at all. It actually has a crowd of people on the
label. Oh, okay. It's not. I just went to police.
Yeah.
When I obviously heard that.
Don't stand so
close to me.
And then the picture of the label is a crowd of people. Very close.
I get it now. Very topical.
It's a lager.
What do you guys think of the... I mean, early on, I can see people were kind of being jokey about it, say in February. But at this point, like, isn't it pretty, I don't want to step on, hopefully Tioga or Zach isn't coming out with one. But, like, to be doing, like, a coronavirus-themed name now, it's like kind of, I understand there's been ones already.
Did you miss the boat, is that what you're saying?
But no, well, yeah, I'm like, kind of, it's like, maybe it's not the best thing to be referencing anymore. Like, the toilet paper thing, I can see, like, there's some fringe stuff that, you know, might play well as a beer, but like, if you're going directly at the, making a coronavirus reference with your beer, it's probably not the best taste in it at this point.
What about safely skating around the topic like this one? Don't stand so close to me. Like, why did they need that?
Yeah.
You know, in 6 months, will that still make sense?
Right. That's, well, yeah. I mean, it's still got a little bit of, buffer around it, but I don't know. If I was a brewery right now, I would just not do any referencing at all to that at this point.
To corona,
coronavirus referencing would not be a thing I'd do.
Yeah,
just because it's like, so you could just get it wrong, but not meaning to get it wrong and still get it wrong, you know?
Yeah. So no N95 haze for you.
No. No.
What about a 64% is the alcohol content you need to kill germs. So
all right. See, yeah, that's kind of fringy on the maybe that works okay.
Germ killer barley wine.
Yeah.
64% barley wine.
Yeah, I probably, in a pinch, pour barley wine on your hands. Pour barley wine.
Pour it out.
Yeah, this is my personal advice to you as a breweries to maybe just stay away from referencing Corona. Although Corona beer you can reference all the time, but all day long.
Oh, who is now sadly stopped production.
Yeah.
Thanks for upgrading the meeting, by the way.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, it says the meeting has been upgraded by the host.
Oh, yeah, I did that. I didn't do anything.
That means we're paying, for it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because thank God we got a Patreon account. That's for all these damn Zoom fees. Zoom. That was good. You good, Nick?
I'm good if you're good.
Matt, how about you? Got some stuff?
Not a whole lot. We're one of the newer I don't know if it's late to the game, but we're next in line to join the California shipping game.
Aha. Uh-huh. I saw this, and are you guys at this point? I feel like you guys are trolling Chew Your Beer because you're like, Tuscola, you're shipping California statewide. No, you can't get DDH. No DDH.
Oh, everything but that.
We're shipping certain beers that we commonly keep, in stock.
Mm-hmm.
We're shipping those out to California residents.
California.
So there's that.
Down the 405.
Going to go down the 99, down the I-5 to the 405.
And then...
And hit San Diego.
Zach's Brewing. I don't know if it'll be by this Friday, but they should be having delivery soon.
Oh. So
and then 411 announced on... 411 announced on 411, you can get their new pastry stout you can get at their brewery. They suggest bringing your own container to take
all right.
beer away from.
Ah. I like that. They're not being stingy about the what container you bring.
They're like, yeah. Just bring it. We'll fill it up.
Just clean it. Just clean it. That's all we want. Clean. Mm-hmm.
Clean container.
Do you have anything more modestly priced?
An old Roundup spray container.
Folgers can.
So have you guys done it yet? Actually shipped one out yet? Or
by the time that this show's released, yes.
And what do you go through? Who are you using as the shipper?
They used to be called Golden State Overnight, but now they're called Golden State Logistics. They're probably, I'd say they primarily, at least from our experience, specialize in liquid transportation, whether it's kegs or cans or bottles and stuff like that.
Oh, good Jesus, Lord.
Louis, you dumb son of a bitch.
How about I go wake up the neighbor?
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Why didn't I think of this sooner? Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're still going or not.
We're still that sufficiently okay. Should have woke up my child that took me forever to get to go to bed. Thanks, Louis. Way to contribute.
Thanks. Yeah, he's asshole. Helping.
Sorry. Now, I heard that Russian River is one of the California brewers that have gotten in shipping. Is that, do you think they're using somebody like that? Because they're so hardcore about making sure their beer stays cold and all the things. Like, how can it stay cold?
Technically, you can ship it with a number of different vendors, but... you know, when it comes down to you're just trying to keep the doors open and you're trying to not furlough your entire staff, you just kind of...
Right. You sort of forget about the whole must be always cold rule.
Yeah.
How are you guys packing the beer?
We bought boxes just about the size of a case, and then it has the trays and pack tech, so it's pretty tight packing as well, but it
should
be generally okay.
Maybe because they know what they're shipping, they're going to be more careful with it versus the yeast samples that go out anonymously.
Somebody reminded me of the... What is it? The Jim Carrey Ace Ventura. He was pretending to be a UPS guy, and he was holding a box, and it got caught in the elevator doors, and it was constantly just smashing the box.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of faith that this company is a little bit better than that.
Okay. All right. We're trusting our source here.
Yeah.
They're going to be better than Ace Ventura shipping.
Yes. But, there is a possibility packages could get damaged and, you know, maybe we have to rethink it a little bit, or, you know, we could possibly just have to, if it's, I doubt we would be out much, you know, whether it's, properly writing off a case and, you know, maybe they reimburse us for shipping. So, I mean, I doubt we'd be out much if we had to replace one of every 100 or something like that.
Yeah, being the source, you have a lot more flexibility versus your friend that just spent $50 on beer and then another $30 to ship it. Mm-hmm. I mean, e-sample, of course.
Of course. Speaking of all... I love gold! This was one, I believe, Colin and Janine sent the show. This is how bad it's gotten, guys. It's a Saison, and I'm opening it.
Great. We've gone farmhouse.
Yep. Seven Stills Brewery and Distillery. Hype Can Series, release number 51. It's a Saison brewed with spelt malt and Melma hops. I've never heard of Belma hops. So that's what's going on here in Dorktown Studios. So was there more you got going on there, Matt?
Let's see. Belma hops are exclusively grown in Pittsburgh.
Oh. Pittsburgh. Hop capital of the world, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well known for their hop varietals.
Yep.
Let's see. Typical styles. Notes of strawberry, citrus, melon, and ripe grapefruit. It's an 80-year-old hop farm, so. Mm.
Well, I'm having it now, and it's tasty enough. It's not terrible. It does have that kind of little bit of a champagne action going on that I'm not fond of, but the rest of it is good.
Wait, what? Maybe sounds amazing.
I don't know.
Oh yeah. I don't know if you guys heard, I opened a Velvet Leisure suit from Alvarado.
It's a good beer.
Alvarado Street.
Alvarado. It's mighty fine.
Is this your first time? I guess this would be second. Oh, okay.
Second time. It's an Imperial Oat Stout. So wouldn't that make this a hazy stout?
There you go.
It's got oats in it.
Mm-hmm. You love them hazies.
I can't wait.
Did you see that Dogfish Head, Sam Collegione? It's me, Sam Collegione from Dogfish Head.
Yeah.
They're now manufacturing hand sanitizer.
Wow.
Yeah. Sam was like, I figured out that maybe we should just start making some hand sanitizer too. So,
does it have hops?
They created basically their own line within the brewery. They just make hand sanitizer, and they first gave it out to like all the medical providers around that they could give it to. And apparently they did some, I don't know if it was hots, but they made it so, they had all kinds of aroma to it and stuff. And they basically, the hospitals complained that like, we don't want to smell like anything. We just want it to be hand sanitizer. So they went back and just took out all the,
all that hard work.
Yeah, all the aroma elements to it and just made it straight up sanitizer. So
they tried to Bath and Body Works it.
Yeah, they tried to make it like cool hand sanitizer. And then hospital was like, no, dude, we don't want to smell like stuff. Yeah,
we smell enough shit during the day. We don't need you adding to the problem.
So Sam was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, cool. Well, so now they're actually, you know, they're manufacturing it, and then most of the proceeds go to like a worker fund for displaced workers, but they are wow. It's not a non, they're making their money back from it. They're not just like doing it out of their pocket. They're making their money back from it, but they're still, you know, they're making manufacturing. You can get like a growler filled of hand sanitizer.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's pretty cool.
Well, you could have some locally sourced hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's right.
Riley's.
Sanitizer local. Oh, Riley's?
Riley's is doing it too.
Riley's is doing it. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You can go down to Riley's and just like get by.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah.
That's another thing that still hasn't shown up in stores. Back up in stores yet is hand sanitizer. We're still living off our one bottle we had before the meltdown.
Yeah, rationing that last bottle. Yep. Yeah, I've been digging in the console looking for that one lost bottle.
Yeah, Yeah, as before we had all these, seemed like we had them rattling around the house for a long time, and now they're just, you can't find any for some reason.
Yeah. Right now it says they're doing it for local agencies and private businesses.
All right.
For their orders. Who knows where it's going, but they're doing it.
Even Amazon posted on their website that, you know, if you're searching for things, it'll be like, currently, you know, these items are being directed towards, you know, medical and stuff like that. So
yeah, they get first priority on the shipments. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. What else, man? Untapped. There's a new Untapped update. If you want to go into
new
your
core badges,
app updates, new badges. And the main thing was that the character, they have more space for reviews now. So you can do longer reviews.
Are we distancing our reviews?
Yep. Well, if you're bored at home, you can now start getting into your review game. Could you bump bump your review game up? What the hell? And apparently there's more stats too, more of your personal stats. I haven't looked into it yet, but so more update your Untap app. You'll find that you can write more stuff.
Have they divided the ratings even further?
I don't know. Yeah. If you're a supporter, you've always been able to, I don't know about always, but to make your reviews more, you know, more like a 3.8 or 3.9 instead of just a 3.5 or 3.75.
Really get specific.
Yeah. So be a supporter.
If I call you tonight and leave you a voice,
see, we're time to record a new cassette for Paul right
cassette?
There. That one's kind of wearing out. The tape's dragging, man. It's slowing the speed down.
I'm going to take a pencil out and wind it back.
Clean them heads.
Tighten them up. Yeah, do it. You got to play a new tape in all the way through it, and then it'll clean out them heads. 559-492-0542. Is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. You can leave us a voicemail under 3 minutes. If you want something you need us to discuss in the show, or something special going on with you want to tell us about.
Special.
Or you can record something yourself with your phone and send that file to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. And let's go through traditional voicemails first this week. And we will start off from this person right here.
Hey, James from Central Texas. It is Friday, April 3rd. I'm getting ready to keg and bottle or can a couple of my new IPAs right out
He's
of the conical.
Brewer.
First time I'm going to try that. Hopefully they're good. Hopefully you guys are safe. I also made a trek to the store today, and they had 3 boxes of cinnamon tea left, so I had to take all 3. Sorry about that.
No,
I've been out for 2 weeks, and
no,
I just had to do it. But anyway, looking at some new beers coming off. Hopefully the TTB will get back to work soon and get my licenses approved so I can start selling this stuff.
Oh, man.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. The what? What was he starting to sell them?
The TTB.
TTB.
You can't get label approved, bro.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. Is that a problem right now, Matt, as far as getting like labels approved and stuff?
No, I mean, if we wanted to sell out of state, we would have to register brands with TTB and stuff like that. But with what we're doing in California, you don't need any label approval.
Okay.
Wow.
Gotcha. You can just do whatever the hell you want. Can my daughter make a label for you guys and you can just put it on there?
Oh man, that'd be cool.
Ooh. Yeah. Kid labels on alcoholic beverages. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Hey guys, it's Lumber Jose, and I'm here
for
the perfect dram. Just kidding, it's the Zoom. Everybody say hi. I just, roll call. Roll call, go.
What's up? I'm
Thanks for ending it there, Colin and Sam, engineers, voicemailers of the year. Oh my god. Oh my god. Steve's wearing a Boston hat. This Zoom has officially gotten spicy. Blessed. Did you pack your car? Did you pack your car in the car pack? Anyway. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Oh, calling live from a Zoom. Was that Friday night Zoom that goes on
that
now?
That must have been. Yeah, that must have been the Friday night happy hour.
Wow. So fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's a blast. I missed it, though.
Oh.
But they are fun.
Did you make it, Matt?
No.
Oh. I didn't make it either.
Oh, okay.
My friends from...
What?
From long,
now you're just bragging.
My long, yeah. Well, you got friends, you son of a bitch, you uppity bastard. Talk about your friends.
You north.
They have one at the same time, same exact time. They started at like 7 o'clock on Friday nights. Now,
damn it.
Like we didn't ever talk on the phone before. I mean, once in a while we would, but for the most part, we would just text, and then we would see each other every once in a while. But now all of a sudden we're freaking Zooming every weekend. Zoom. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
So it's at the same. Shit. Yeah. It's at the same time. I can't even get on there until like 10 o'clock at night. And they were going for since 7 o'clock, and it was like 10:30. I got on there with them, and they're like just about to like get off. And I was like, hey, I'm here, guys. They're like, ah, fuck. Yeah. We're about to leave.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I forced them to get more drinks and probably gave them a hangover the next day. Well, I was like, I'm fresh and ready to go.
Yeah, Zoom drunk is a whole nother kind of drunk.
Yeah, all these people on there getting you to have another beer. And then.
Well, plus the time differences.
Right.
Man.
All the levels are represented.
Yes.
Hey guys, it's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul. You know, when you click on the Google search bar and Google often anticipates what you're going to search for before you even click anything, probably based on your search history or cookies or whatever. Can you guess what the number one top thing that my Google anticipates that I'm going to search for before I click anything? Can you guess? You're right. Big boobs.
Big boobs.
No, it's not big boobs. It's the Perfect Pour. Perfect Pour podcast. Always.
You're going to search for the Perfect Pour again.
Perfect Pour podcast is on the very top of the list. And Big Boobs is right below it. All right. Cheers, guys.
What happens?
Bye.
Bye. Keep up the good work, guys. I wonder what happens when you search for perfect Big Boobs Perfect Pour.
Is that a challenge?
Not all one word.
Perfect all one word.
Big boobs. Perfect Pour podcast. Big boobs. What happens? It's a pic. It's my Snapchat feed. It's just me.
It's the Tank District.
Yeah. 10 top 10 taint. My taint picks.
You're on TikTok yet? What's going on here?
I'm on TikTok, man. You know, TikTok's not
all,
sexual.
All one though. Word brings up, even all one word, Google has no idea what to do with that.
Google's like, nope, that's not a real search. Try again.
Nobody searches that. No. Not even Paul searches.
You're going to need to do something different with that search.
Whoa. Happy shelter in place, guys.
Hey, happy well. Shelter in place.
It's been raining all this week in California.
I know.
What did I want to call? Oh, yeah. I wanted to call to mention good old Total Wine has themselves some. Go ahead and buy it online and pick it up at the courier service now. That's available. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Oh.
So take advantage.
I don't trust them to pick out the right Total dates.
Wine and support your local brewery. If you can't get stuff don't that's near it. You, like a big old giant pallet of Russian River looks like it dropped off at mine, hell, post a couple pictures, post to your friends. Beep, I want to drum beep, up a little bit beep, of maybe competition for the Fontana Gym, Russian River, Pliny the Younger Porch Bomb Exchange. I've got a couple entries that looked really, really good.
All right.
And I don't know if anyone's going to beat them. I think you know who you are. But one time, we're going to go over the rules. I'm probably going to ship it off Monday or Tuesday of next week. Hit me up on Untappd, the Fontana Gym. Give me a listing out of your what you would exchange in a porch bomb for some Pliny the Younger, Russian River, Russian River's Blind Pig, Pliny the Elder, and I found a Happy Hops. So I'll at least be throwing those four in the box. Maybe a fifth Russian one. Yeah, I can find space in the box. I don't know. I haven't done bomber balls for a while, but I know how to protect them. So that takes up a little bit of space and a little bit of extra calories to burn. Anyways, I'm probably up against it. Keep up the good work, guys. And quarantining everybody.
Wow. Quarantining everybody.
All right. Thanks, the Fontana Gym. They still, those play the younger bottles are going to be around for next year, apparently. Pretty soon here.
I would trade for two rolls of Charmin.
Might still see if you can slip into Fontana Gym's DMs and Untappd real quick. Maybe you can get yourself a bottle of Younger for it. Zelber. And that's the traditional voicemails. Let's go find some of the other ones here.
What's going on, Perfect Pour? It is Colin and
Janine.
And we're calling you on National Beer Day. We didn't call you on the World Between Worlds. We didn't call you on Saturday. We decided to do it today because it's National Beer Day.
Go.
I'm eating, sorry.
Yep. Well, I kind of forced Janine to do this call because I wanted to get something. Wanted to get something in. And you guys like them short and sweet. Apparently, that's the neat thing.
Let's
keep
trend.
Up
the
good work, guys.
Yay.
Wow. We're messing around with that.
Wow.
Thanks, Colin and Janine. Kept it short and sweet. I mean, that's cool.
I don't know. I don't think I like that.
I don't know. For Colin and Janine, they're not supposed to keep it short and sweet. They, you know, they give us... I mean...
It's 3 minutes apiece, right?
Right. So they can do six. Yeah. If it's everybody's doing short and sweet, then it doesn't work. I'm just saying short and sweet solid, but I wouldn't want everyone to do it.
Ah.
So I'm
there's solid. Nuances to this.
Right.
What will they chew your beer? The perfect pour. You know what I mean, Holmes. Same old. Chew your beer here, calling you from my fridge, Mike.
Oh.
What a list. So let's see what we got. Oh, well, we got fancy Holmes. Maybe you guys can help me make a choice. I got Dank Affairs, Death by Coconut. Been drinking that like crazy. Drastic Haze Tactics, Reclusion by Bottle Logic. I got Emilio Earhart, Coconut Lime Nitro. I got Pals, Daylight 24/7. What is this? Another beer by Bottle Logic. Siempre Explorando, Mexican Style Lager. I need some hops, homie. I got something
Dank
by
Affairs,
Sun King.
Dude. Get that Dank Affairs.
GFJ, Indian Pale Ale. I don't know. Guess what? This looks delicious. By Indie Beer Brewing Company, LA Women, Juicy IPA Pale Ale, 6.7 ABV.
Yeah, get it, dude. That's it.
This is by independent. This is by Pink Boots crew, the LA crew. Hey, I'm supporting women in the brewery industry, so I'm going to enjoy this and untap it. So talking about industry and talking about coronavirus. Coronavirus is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Not to me, but in my life, being alive on this planet, and I'm sure it's affected a lot of people. Been working my ass off. I'm tired. The good thing, one good thing is coming. One thing that I know that is good coming out of this is breweries need to make money. How do you make money other than beer to go? Is selling beer at bottle shops. And my campaign, my long, long lived campaign to get the bottle shop some bottles of Tioga Sequoia seems like it's going to happen, homie. It seems like it's going to happen. It's in the works. And once it happens, guess who's going to be the first customer? Me. We're going to document it, homie. It's going to be on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Chatterbait, TikTok, all those things you guys do to watch videos. It's going to be on there, hopefully. That's the idea. True Your Beer is going to walk in and purchase the first can or bottle at the bottle shop that came from Tioga Sequoia. How about that?
How about
that? Catch me outside. That's it, man. That's great news. Other than that, I'm going to enjoy this beer. Everybody be safe. Oh, if you don't know, starting today, Friday, you motherfuckers be wearing a mask when you leave your house. Because if you don't, that's $1,000 fine. And if you got $1,000 to pay every day for not wearing a mask, hang out with me and give me that money instead, homie. wear a mask when you go out. Wash your goddamn hands. Do you need to watch your dates? Does it really matter?
Nah,
you
just want to get drunk right now.
That's the whole idea. All right, y'all. It's Chew Your Beer, homie. I Te Guacho, Indie Brewing Company, LA Women, Pink Boots Beer. I'm going to drink this and I'm going to enjoy it. Ya Te Guacho. Peace out, eh? Close the doors to my fridge. And put my mic down. Peace out, eh?
Thanks, Chew. Yeah, we're not looking at dates except for if you go to Total Wine and have them pick out your beer for you. Nah, that's not good. I did not trust that at all.
That's premium delivery for fresh dates.
Yeah, they're going to give you like 2018 beer. Here you go. Curbside.
Maybe you won't notice.
You won't notice.
Thank you. Oh, shit, it's Mike. Quick, go get the fresh ones.
This douchebag. He's going to say something. What's the guy his name?
It's the light bar Ford Ranger guy. Look at
He's got his light bar shining, too. He's
checking dates.
His fog lights are on, and it's 80 degrees and sunny.
This asshole thinks he just got off the 405.
Yeah. I got my fog lights on, so I can pretty much see all everything, and I can see that the dates are wrong.
You know, it's the Santa Anas. You got to watch out.
You got to watch out for the Santa Anas, bro. You never know. It might get foggy.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I just realized it's like Wednesday night after 8, and I haven't left a voice mail. I don't even know what to say, but I guess I'll just tell you that I love you. I really don't know what else to say. But I knew time was ticking. It still might be too late. I don't know. Well, anyway, that's all I got. Keep up the great work. Sanger.
That's the first Sanger shout out. Sanger got a shout out, bro.
Sanger. He's sangry.
Sanger.
Don't make him sangry.
And the final voicemail of the week or podcast.
Beer Money! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Scotty 91. And it's been day 23 of self-isolation, whatever we're calling it in Connecticut.
Oh, boy.
But, had a good day today. Swung out to my local package store after I put in a mixed 12-pack order on Facebook. And they graciously filled all 12 beers for me, paid over the phone, picked it up. Curbside delivery. They put it right in the back of my car. Was really awesome. That's a Worldwide Spirits, Liquor and Spirits or something like that in Sellington, Connecticut. I just call them Worldwide. So props to them. And then I swung over to the next town, next to mine, New Britain, to Alvarium Brewing, and grabbed their Workshop Revision 11, their Rotating Hop Series IPA. Had that tonight. Was super good. Hazy, grapefruit, mango, tropical. The hop they use in this beer is HBC 692. I'm sure you're all very familiar with it. Also had a Captain Lawrence double pull Imperial Stout earlier in the night. Oh, so smooth and boozy. It was delicious. That was my highlights from today. Alvarium was awesome. I ordered online, paid online, just walked right in, shared my ID, gave me my four pack, and I walked right out. Super efficient and awesome. That Worldwide Alvarium, that's how you do beer pickups right there. I mean, that's just been awesome, those two breweries. Got a bunch of new beers to try. I think about 20 new left in my fridge, so look out for those. Look out for some artwork that I'm still trying to finish. And that's my quick update for tonight. So as always, that's the bomb of the can, because the Scotty 91 drank it. Later.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew. Always like hearing a good Wrestling with Beer episode. Thanks everyone for contributing to the show and the voicemails and the podcasts. And
it's wonderful.
It was nice, you know.
It was nice.
I don't have the closing voicemail available to me, so that means we can just go into this.
Justin,
work. Damn it. Beers. Oh, that's the alternate version. What is this?
Looking out for beers.
That's
looking
wonderful.
Out for, it's wonderful.
Looking out for beers.
I'm in the fridge. I can't hear you guys at all. This, I'm just now realizing that it's not like normal, and I can't hear you guys like I normally would be, at least be able to hear you guys. And I have no idea what's going on or if I'm even being heard at all.
Nobody's talking.
Oh, hey, is there still a show?
What?
Could you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, like normally we can at least vaguely hear what's going on while we're getting something from the fridge. And I went there and realized like, oh shit, I can't hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Then the brother took off and I just didn't say anything.
Oh. So. Everything's going smoothly. I love gold. I just opened up a beer that Jay Hopshound, I believe, donated to the show. But I'm drinking it myself.
Oh, boy.
It's from TF Brewing, Salt Lake City, the Templin family. It's Ferda Imperial IPA. It's a double IPA. I didn't know they could even do that in Utah's 8.2%. Man, I'm
getting crazy over here.
Personal beer ripped. Fest.
Woo! Do you have your narwhal, buddy?
Definitely central, Western Midwest flavor. It's actually
nice and malty, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, not too bad. It's not bad. Not as much as in the East Coast.
Okay.
And that's actually pretty good. It's actually a pretty good beer. It's
tasty.
Mm-hmm. You like it, Nick. It's clear.
No, perfect. About damn time.
It's a double and it's clear. It's pretty good.
Hazies cause the coronavirus.
Blame it on the haze. Blame it on the haze.
No, do not go there.
Nick, are you looking out for any beers right now? I mean, it's hard to look out for beers, but
you're still doing it. It's hard. I can't see them from my house.
Yeah.
I'm looking out for
people going by on the street. You're just like, hey, what you got there? You got any beer? I'm looking out for some beer.
Any beer?
What you got?
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
It's all right. I was with you on that one. I'm like picturing the ice cream man driving by. Hey, hey, got any beer in there too?
Hey. This is all I have to do all day. I sit out in my front yard and look at stuff going by.
Hopefully. Oh, you got 50-50 bars, huh? No triple hazies in there for me?
Nah, man. Nobody cares about 50-50 bars. Give me some milkshake no IPAs.
Choco tacos, push pops,
missiles.
These could all be beer names, by the way.
Yeah.
Why hasn't somebody recreated the ice cream menu board into a beer name?
Yeah.
Otter Pops.
Otter Pops.
What else?
I've seen Otter.
With the gumballs in it.
Otter Pops. I've seen that on labels.
Otter Pops has been done.
Yeah.
That'd be genius. How about Avery Brewing? Remember them?
Yeah, a little bit.
They do a vanilla bean stout that sounds mighty fine right now.
Oh.
Aged in bourbon barrels.
Of course. Are there any other?
Any other barrels? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I could go for a good vanilla bean stout right now. Wow. That sounds great.
Okay.
Dessert beer.
You're in a dessert beer mode right now. Have you had it? You probably haven't had any hazies since you haven't been in the studio for a month or whatever it's been now.
I think the haziest beer I've had was that Lookout. That was kind of cloudy.
You're like, oh man.
If it wasn't for all this Nelson, I'd be pissed right now.
It's a good thing you're some Nelson.
Yeah. But you are correct. It's been nothing but clear.
It's been so clear.
Forecast is clear.
Is that all you're looking out for?
That's it.
Matt, are there beers to be looking out for?
I don't have anything.
No. Oh, no. Have you heard since you're
What's in your cellar that you're looking out for?
I don't plan that far in.
No. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Have you heard since you're across the street, have you been maintaining your distance from Steven and Zach? Do you think Steven and Zach are maintaining their distance from each other? Have you heard about them making any new brews?
They post that on their social media.
Oh, but I want to hear it from the inside, the industry buzz.
Nope, what I know is on social media.
Damn it. I say in a humble sea to look out for the third anniversary double IPA.
Ooh, yeah. Humble sea.
And it's got in the logo, it's a three on the can, but it's like got all their characters that you see them pop up on their cans. It's just a mix of all their characters. So it's kind of cool artwork. And it features Mosaic. So I'm in. And then the Riwaka. I'd not heard of that hop before. Riwaka. 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 And El Dorado. And it was, I noticed it on the Instagram feed of A Beer with the Dubs. He is describing it as pillowy, and I like any beers. I like pillowy. That is one of my favorite descriptors is pillowy. So is that
now automatically show up on your Untappd recommended
probably
descriptors?
I don't use it pillowy that much, but I like pillowy beers. So
pillowy and smooth.
Yes. Smooth.
How many smooth beers have you checked in there?
All of them.
All of every beer
you have. I only drink smooth beers.
That's right.
There's a collab beer out now from Bergen and Alvarado Street from California Coast, it's called.
Wow.
It's a DDH IPA. And whoa. I mean, Bergen and Alvarado Street making a beer. There's no way.
But it's hazy. It's
bad. Probably. Does that matter? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah. DDH, no. Not clear?
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. I'm just...
I don't like this one bit.
I don't like it. And those are just some things to look out for. It's more difficult. It's easier and difficult at the same time. Like, you can get stuff shipped to you now, but also I can't just go into a normal place and just run in and get something like normal. Like, now I'm just afraid to go to Whole Foods at all because now they do the whole line thing outside.
Oh, are they doing the limiting the...
Yeah, people inside.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, you have to wait in line to get in.
They shut the hot bar down. The hot bar's been shut down.
No, the hot bar!
Yeah.
Who knows that but video...
limiting?
That video going around of the guy just, like, drinking soup from the ladle. Like,
oh, great.
Right when things started happening and the coronavirus just started getting... attention, like there was a video of a guy just like drink. It was like a normal, it wasn't like some homeless dude that was like, oh, you know, shit, I'm hungry. I'm just going to freaking drink from label. It was just like a normal looking Whole Foods shopper guy. And he was just like testing stuff from the hot bar with the ladle.
Perfect. But, well, you know, the temperature is above 135 degrees, so germs can't survive.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. What's everyone whining about?
What are you worried about?
Yeah.
It's not like he's tasting the cheese bar.
I know I'm not looking up for anything from a self. Still not. It's going to be a long time before I can go back to a self-service system beer.
No buffets for you.
No buffets. Untapped. Wow. I hope you updated your Untapped. You can look at it, see what the hell you've been drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, we already know you've had two beers this week.
Yes.
What were those two beers?
I had a Lookout from Tioga Sequoia.
Heard of them.
And what was my second beer of the weekend? It was either, I don't remember, it was either a Pliny the Elder or a Parabola.
Oh.
Those are the two that I have in my fridge currently.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, nice. That's about it.
You need a drop off of some show beers.
That would be nice.
From me or Matt.
Perfect. I'll send an Uber.
The Nick 80. If you want to just sit there and wait for those that one check-in this week, it might happen. Yes.
Watch my badges.
Watch his badges blow up. You'll get a big badge check-in.
Yeah.
Did you have anything on National Beer Day? You're like, it's National Beer. Do you have?
No.
Man, that's terrible, dude. That's disrespectful. I know. It's disrespectful.
This is where we're at in life. March 28th. That was a while ago. I had Broadacres, but I think I talked about that last episode.
Yeah, dude, come on. March is so over.
So that was the last time I checked in, was March 28th.
Sad. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. I know you've been on the Untappd because I've seen you on there doing stuff.
Previously mentioned, I had a Vanilla Bean Midnight from 2018. I also had a Midnight Lightning. It was a 2017 bourbon barrel aged.
Wow.
And then from Drake's Brewing Company, they have The Void. I had the sherry barrel aged.
Wow. Going that, yeah, it's some sort of age theme going on there.
What is this age theme?
But a bunch of others are repeats. Nothing worth checking in. So.
Boring.
That's it.
That's it. Bearded Burr, 87. Let's see. What did I do this week? Well, I'm now.
What have you been doing?
Right now, Right now, I'm at 4,444 check-ins. So I've all fours. I'm just noticing this. It looks really cool because it's all fours in my profile. I went downtown and got me some takeout beer from Tioga Sequoia. And Zach's Brewing. Got a Foggy the 13th from Zach's. That's a foggy IPA, as you might imagine. It's very it's very delicious.
That's code word for hazy.
Yeah. Have been enjoying the Mount Galaxy XPA from Tioga Sequoia.
Ooh.
Very good beer. I didn't even know that I liked Galaxy that much, but it's been pretty solid. I like pails, so there's not enough pails in the world.
This is true.
Wazoo Corvette is hoping that it's still there when he's able to go back. What's give us a quick inventory on those Galaxy, the Mount Galaxy XPAs, Matt. How are we doing there?
Probably gone the next week.
Ooh,
it's going quick.
Wazoo can get there quick. Is that just a one-off or seasonal?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Also had a Fog Nog from Zach's Brewing.
Noise.
Cool. Foggy the 13th from Zach's Brewing.
Also nice.
Also nice. And, my chickens are kind of, they're not letting me go any further. And what's going on with that?
Or did you not just check anything in?
No, I was drinking, dude. Come on.
I was drunk, man.
I was drunk. No, I was just drinking all Tioga and Zach's Brewing this week because of that. But I did go, I'll change it up this week because I just went to the market. Got me a couple of singles. Hadn't been in there for a while, so I was like, when you haven't gone into a place like the market for a while, you know, you get all kinds of new things on there.
So I was like, woo. Everything's new.
Yeah. It's always exciting to go into a bottle shop or a place like that. You haven't been to in a while, and there's all these new things. It's like, this is fun.
I don't know who this is anymore.
Who am I? What is this? You guys open anything new on right now, Bacon?
Oh, no.
No?
Still working on my Velvet.
Man, this sucks. Way too sober, bro.
Yeah. One whole beer to yourself, that's all you get.
At least I got a double here. So
double fisting?
Double.
Cheers. Woo. Cheers.
This is the saddest cheese ever.
Sad cheese. Sad cheese.
Sad cheese.
Nick, do you have some cheese to give out?
No.
Everyone sucked this week.
Everyone sucked.
Just like life. Yeah. You all suck. You guys all suck.
Cheers to all you.
You just go out in your front lawn and just be all, everybody sucks.
You all suck.
You all suck.
Get off my lawn. Drink clear beer.
Stay. 6 feet is not enough. 16 feet. Get away. All y'all suck.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm on day 28, okay? Give me a break. I'm allowed to blow up some steam. I'm building stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you. Saw an Instagram feed. I saw you building things. Doing stuff with wood.
We're building a garden. Ah. Get ready to start farming. Grow my own tomatoes.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Looks like I can't rely on stores anymore.
That's right.
You're going to have to start making your own beer now, too.
That's right. And my own pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza dough, man. Got to grow some basil.
I'm going to need to learn how to make toilet paper here pretty soon.
Yes, that's a good one.
Somebody teach me that. So, Matt, you have some cheers. Matt's got him.
I mean, just cheers out to those that continue to listen to the podcast. If it helps break up your day from not going insane.
If we can hold you down for an hour or two here, it's something.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. It's raining over here at Dorktown Studios. I don't know what's going on in your guys' studios, but I don't like it.
Not one bit.
Nope. I'm done with this.
Oh, yes, I too have the rain.
Oh, yeah, look, Nick can go out and check. Oh, yeah. I can see the sky over at Nick's, guys. I mean, I know you're a podcast listener, you're like, I can't see Nick's sky. Don't tell me about Nick's sky. I can't see it. I can see it, and it's pretty amazing. It's pretty bright over there. Your sky is pretty bright.
Yeah, it is, actually.
What's going on?
Is this the pink moon?
Maybe. Why aren't your boxes crazy right now?
Hey, the rain is wet. Oh, they hate water. So if it's raining, they're sleeping.
Louis does not like like water at all either. Like when it's raining, he'll like look for dry areas that he can go pee. That's what he does.
It's wet outside. Oh, I'm going to sleep.
Cheers to everyone that that enjoys the show in spite of all the things, like Matt says. Also, cheers to our golden god still hanging in there through all the things that are happening. Appreciate you guys being there and helping us out. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to check out and be a golden god. Donate to the show via Patreon. Appreciate you guys keeping us sane, helping us not have to pay for all the things. Really appreciate that. We're working on a page for all the music that Paul from Fairfax has been donating to the show all these years. And I'm trying to build a page that just has all the songs that Paul has done for us, so that where you can go on that page and you can just play the songs and enjoy them, and then there'll be a little donate button. You can be like, I'll donate to Paul for this because it was cool because Paul's done so much work. So I'm working on that. Probably by next episode, we'll be able to unveil where you can see that at. But just something to look out for there. Also, cheers to Charglow. Beer Me 559, Reggie 559.
Oh, Reggie.
Double D's. And it's not a girl with double D's, guys. So chill out. That's, I believe, David Dillon, which I believe is a friend from a long-time friend from back in the day, unless there's another David Dillon in Fresno, but Thomas the Last Hoag, Steve Doors, Melancholy Price, Wazoo Corvette, of course, and Don and Angel Adams, Donnie up there, and just everybody that's still out there hanging out with us. Podcasting, listening in general for everyone, not just us, is down about 15% because not as many people are commuting. So the podcast listening is down right now. And we're part of, it's everybody. So, so we appreciate you.
Commute friendly venture.
Yeah. So I appreciate you still hanging with us right now. And cheers to everyone that does the happy hour on the Zoom. Hopefully one of these times I'm going to be able to jump in there and check it out. But if you're like wanting to get in on that, just like, I don't know, you got to find somebody that's in the in crowd and ask them to invite you in, jump you in.
Get that code.
Get that code. Friday nights, man. It's a party. All right, man. PerfectPoorPod.com. If you want any more information, otherwise, we appreciate you being here. Please stay safe. Above all, right now, is staying safe. If you can stay home and never leave your house and still stay sane, then do it. It's the best thing to be doing. And if you're out there working, having to do the work, so whether it's whether you're in the hospital or whether you're just doing whatever it is you're doing, thanks for being out there, and thanks for beer still being there for us. And be safe, have the funds. Only check dates when you're at 21.
In person.
In person.
If you do delivery, you're on your own. Bam, 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 bam.